The first one I want to bring up is Chuck Missler. This guy is one of the biggest liars to ever stand behind a pulpit. Wicked as hell. You say, well, I like him. I used to listen. I don't care if you like him or not. He's one of the most damnable liars that I've ever seen. You can click on one of his sermons and just listen to it for 10 or 15 minutes, and multiple times in that little 10-minute piece, he'll tell you, oh, well, that's not really what the Bible says. Oh, that's not really what. If you go back to the Hebrew, it's this. If you go back to the Hebrew, it says this. If you go back to the Hebrew, it's actually this. If you go back to the Greek, it's actually this. Just every literally 2 minutes, he's telling you, the Hebrew says this, the Hebrew says this, the Hebrew says this, the Greek says this, the Greek, telling you something totally different than what the Bible says. Let me give you an example. And by the way, go fact check it. But here's how he knows you're not going to. Because if you look at a Hebrew Bible and you don't know Hebrew, it looks like a bunch of chicken scratch. If you look at a Greek Bible, it's all Greek to you, and you don't know what it means. So he doesn't think that you're going to go learn a foreign language and then come back and fact check him, learning a foreign language just to fact check him. You're like, no, I don't think I'm going to do that, okay? So he's just banking on the fact that 99% of people can't fact check him because they don't know the language, okay? But it doesn't take a genius, folks. Let me give you an example. Chuck Missler is teaching through Genesis, and he says, you know, in Genesis 4, when it says, then began men to call upon the name of the Lord, what the Hebrew actually means here is, then began men to curse the Lord. Wow. It doesn't say men began to call upon the name of the Lord. It says men began to curse the Lord. Now, stop and think about this. There are like 500, literally, translations of the Bible into English. Literally. Probably 1,000. But there are for sure 500. Okay. Every single one of them says, call upon the name of the Lord there. So you don't have to be Hebrew to tell yourself, okay, every Bible on the planet in every language that's ever been published in the history of mankind says, then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Chuck Missler is telling me men began to curse the Lord. I wonder who I should believe. Now look, I believe that the King James Bible is a perfect word of God. I'm going to trust the King James Bible's translation, but even if someone didn't trust the King James, okay, look at every other Bible. None of them say that, but this liar is saying stuff like that literally like every 2 minutes. You know, oh, well, when the Bible says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, what it really says is, but the earth was without form and void. But the earth was void. Folks, it's a lie. Every verse practically in Genesis 1 starts with the same word. Look at Genesis 1. You'll see that virtually every verse starts with the word and. And. Guess what? It's all the same word.
But he's like, well, in verse 2, it's actually in the Hebrew, it's but.
It's the same word, folks. So is it supposed to say but? I mean, read it that way. Read Genesis 1, substituting all the ands for buts. In the beginning, God created the heaven, but the earth. But the earth was without form, but void. But darkness was upon the face of the deep, but the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. But God said, let there be light, but there was light. But God saw the light that it was good, but God divided the light from the darkness. But God called the light day, but the darkness he called night. But the evening, but the morning were the first day. You believe that? Everybody believe that? But that's the kind of junk that this guy is teaching every few minutes, and people are just eating it up. Just, oh, this is such deep Bible teaching. Oh, man, I never would have figured this out on my own. Oh, the Nephilim and the giants and the angelic beings coming down and meeting with the humans and creating this race of supernatural beings. And all, yeah. Folks, Chuck Missler needs to go in the trash. Okay? Garbage. And you know what the Bible says? If you add to his word, he'll add unto you all the plagues in this book. And if you take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, he'll take away your part out of the book of life and from the holy city and from the things that are in this book. I just think you're being too hard on Chuck Missler. Well, did I send him to hell? Did I damn him eternally? Did I plague him with every plague of the book of Revelation? Did I remove his part out of the book of life? Did I remove his part out of the holy city? Did I damn him eternally? Well, then I must not have been too hard on him, because that's what God said shall be done unto the person who tampers with his word. Amen. If you're going to get up and say, oh, the Bible doesn't really say this. It actually says this. It's this. is what it actually says. Yay, hath God said? Chuck Missler. The serpent is what he is. Now, look, that's an extreme example of a guy who's just way off the deep end, just constantly lying. You go back and look it up in the Hebrew, he lied about it. Look it up in the Greek, he lied about it. But he's banking on the fact that nobody's going to check it, and most people can't check it. That's why going back to the Greek and going back to the Hebrew in sermons is a bad practice, because nobody can fact check you because they don't know the language. That's why we need to speak English from the pulpit. Amen? Preach in English.